Don't get pinched by the almighty crayfish. We're discussing tips and techniques next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Warning, bad guys. Utah has school staff members that can shoot as well as law enforcement and save the wounded. FasterUtah.org.
Avoid getting pinched by the mighty crayfish. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council has some tips.
Kids never love to play in the water, do they? So get an opportunity to run down the bank and catch crayfish and have a good old time with the family. That's what it's all about. That's what Utah's about. So, and that's a good way to get everybody involved and having fun. And then there's a reward at the end when you cook them up and eat them. A lot of times if you move your hand down there, they'll lift their claws up. Just go right behind their claws and pick them up on the side there, and you got them. They can't reach around and pinch you. You know, if you try the frontal approach where you're going to grab them by the hand or something, yeah, they're going to get you. But there's a quick and easy trick to just grabbing them behind the claws, picking them up, and you're good to go. You can't transport them alive away from the water you caught them in. So the best way is to get a bunch of them, you're processing them, you pop the tails off, you devein them, and you put them on ice immediately if you're not going to cook them right then. And that way they'll stay fresh till you get home. But that's the key thing, is to process them immediately. Pop the tail off, devein, right on ice, work into the boil. But then you take them home and you can keep them in the fridge, freeze them like you mentioned. But you know, most of them don't ever get to that point, getting on ice, because you catch them and you cook them and you eat them. I never think of them as bottom dwellers because they taste so good. They're a freshwater lobster. And so that's really hard to beat. You can go up and you kill two birds with one stone. You catch crayfish and have your freshwater lobster, and you can catch some trout or other species while you're out fishing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.